Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy with Living in God's Word. Today we're going to be reading Galatians chapter 6 from the Jesus Bible NIV edition, review key takeaways, and end our session with a prayer. Doing good to all. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all the good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. No circumcision, but the new creation. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your circumcisions in the flesh. May I never boast excepting the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Brothers and sisters, amen. So here we see God telling us through his apostle, Paul, the difference between being circumcised in the flesh and being circumcised in the heart, and how we're not to be deceived and to follow the material things in our practices and our works, but we're to follow our heart and to protect our heart. So let us pray. Father, thank you again for this wonderful blessing, for your word, for giving us eternal life through the death of your Son, Jesus. Father, we just celebrated your day of resurrection when you rose again and brought life into this world and gave us hope and gave us the Holy Spirit. So, Father, allow the Holy Spirit to grow in our hearts for us to understand that the fruit of the Spirit are kindness, love, salvation that you bring to us, gentleness, kindness. Lord, let us understand the difference between the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh. Give us the strength to resist temptation and to stay on the narrow path. Let us, through our actions with others, glorify you instead of bringing you shame. We pray this in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen. This includes today's reading interpretation of Galatians chapter 6. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.